Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, October 18th, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Steve Pachinik will be joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today to give us more breakdown and analysis on the attempts to take this country to war with Iran, and to be able to finish up his comments that brought us to the end of the show back on Friday with him dealing with Israel and several other subjects. So that is coming up today. Also, as InfoWars.com reported, as Reuters even reported yesterday, a major scientific study has proven that Ron Paul is getting the least amount of media coverage and debate time of any of the candidates. And he's in number three, undisputed. And if he was getting fair coverage, he would be number one. No need to belabor that point. It's on the Drudge Report. It's all over national news yesterday and today. But all of us just watching could see this. And I know that my researchers at InfoWars.com just the last few months have taped the debates and we've written articles showing that Ron Paul gets the least amount of time. So we don't need a scientific study to show us what's happening, and that when he gets questions, they tend to be very, very negative. Now, when the mainstream dying, pretty much illegitimate mainstream media, in fact, illegitimate is not even a word, they are illegitimate by and large. When the not even pertinent, not even in the game mainstream media does these types of things, they lose more and more credibility. And that's one of the points that needs to be raised today. Certainly a lot of mainstream news is just straight up facts, like a red tide hit the entire Texas coastline the last 2 days, or an airplane crashed at such and such time. It's when you get into political issues that you see the spin, the deception, the lying by omission. And that's starting to kill the mainstream media. I did notice, though, I was pleasantly surprised to see the cover of the New York Times today talking about the Occupy Wall Street people. And it is extremely pretty much fair and balanced, to use a Fox News term. And it admits that Occupy Wall Street on the ground is a very, very diverse group, and that the Democratic Party has basically been trying to take it over and co-opt it, but that that is failing. We have a Zero Hedge article up at InfoWars.com pointing this out again today. We're not saying the Occupy Wall Street people are bad. We're saying that the leadership, the people who claim that they're the leaders of it, are calling for austerity measures upon the middle class to supposedly transfer the wealth to the poor. And I guess that means people that went and got two college degrees and can't find a job because of globalization. You know, the signs I've seen, countless signs in Austin and New York and around the country saying things, redistribute or else, redistribute or revolution, redistribute or violence. There's a new poll out today that shows that one third of the Occupy Wall Street people are saying they want violence or advocate it. We're seeing, you know, different top people at the speaking events calling for violence. And there's no mistake this is happening in October. There's no mistake that George Soros and others are trying to hijack it. But the New York Times has a photo here. It says young, educated, and unemployed. Another photo here of six on the front say reform corporate welfare. That's a big legitimate issue. Here's another one. End the Fed. And it's a fellow with an American flag beside him. This is not meant to make him look bad. End the Fed. Stop the wars. And then you got an InfoWars listener with an InfoWars.com sticker here. Another one saying, I'm very upset. Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is, of course, Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2011. Ron Paul has unveiled his new trillion-dollar cut in the budget, cuts across the board in welfare, corporate welfare, military defense spending, all of it. That's big news. We've got the neocons and the desperate Obamanoids trying to become politically popular again, trying to launch a distractionary war against Iran right now that has still got a green light, but more and more people are coming out, pointing out that the Iranian assassination plot was completely phony. That is all unfolding right now. Obviously, the Federal Reserve of San Antonio requested formally, and last night on the nightly news we showed that YouTube communique notice that the Federal Reserve had requested that the video where they admit that the Federal Reserve is private be removed. I left the video up and challenged it, and it's before a YouTube review board right now and could be taken down or couldn't be. No one really knows how these things work, but it just shows the Federal Reserve always engaged in attempts to silence free speech in this country. But the jig is up. The genie is out of the bottle. The train has left the station. Once the private Federal Reserve is identified as private, it's over. Once people understand that they got rid of U.S. senators, being elected at the state level by the legislature. At the same time, they brought in the income tax that we got the Federal Reserve, and that all of this is about power grabbing, ending states' rights, ending our republic, and transferring power to a private global corporate government that is now in its final moves to bankrupt the entire world. It's also in the press today that the European Union, by next Monday, will announce its new massive restructuring. But they've already told the world it is a private bank of the world based in Europe that the once sovereign nations that signed on to the EU will pay their taxes to, all these new taxes, and that the countries will never be allowed to exit again, and that no vote by the people can extricate them. It is classical tyranny, classical occupation, but under the rubric of financial occupation. It is unbelievable tyranny. But because it doesn't come in the form of soldiers on the street corners with submachine guns and political dissidents being drugged off and tanks rolling across your borders and your capital being taken over and a foreign flag being run up, because it's not a conquering army like Hitler or Stalin rolling into Eastern Europe or Napoleon before them or William the Conqueror going into England. Because it's not a classical invasion and takeover, people don't understand how to respond to it. I liken it to dodo birds. When Western sailors arrived on the island where the dodo birds were, and the dodo birds were completely domesticated and did not fear humans. And so the sailors could just go conk them on the head and get a good fresh meal out of them. Of course, people that study nature, naturalists and others have pointed out, and there's a lot of documentaries about small uninhabited islands that have goats on them that have been, you know, put there hundreds of years before by sailors, or natural deer, or wild pigs, or pickerings, other species. That they're not afraid of humans. They'll walk right up to you, and you can conk them on the head and eat them. And generally, it takes a while for them. You'll walk right over and conk them on the head or shoot them or spear them, and others will watch as you eat them. And generally, one or two get smart and run off, and then they'll produce the new stock. It's like once animals aren't afraid of you, once they're either domesticated or never been in contact with humans, they're just totally unaware. And that's what's happening. Globalism is a modern spin on every form of conquering tyranny this planet's ever seen. And it's a political domination. It's a corporate domination. Now, we've seen by stealth moves of cultural domination by groups, by religions, by ideas that can also happen by semi-stealth. That's not new, but this corporate creeping Machiavellian system is certainly new in the last 100 years, and that's why people aren't aware of it. But your taxes, the regulations, how your police dress, what the laws are, what land you can own, what businesses you can operate, what type of things you can sell, carbon taxes, all run by this new, quote, financial private union that they're likening to the Marshall Plan. Well, that was just the West going into Europe, England and the U.S., the Anglo-American Empire, and simply taking Europe into receivership. But they still couldn't get rid of the sovereignty itself, so they set up the trade agreements that brought them into the euro, and already over 80% of their laws, Lord Monckton's correcting me, it's over 70, and I'm always saying 70%, it's well over 80% now, or what did he say, 5 out of 6 laws on record are just created by private bureaucrats who were all finance capital bankers. The opposite of free market. So that's what we're facing here right now. Now here's an example of stealth cultural takeover, and I'm going to cover a few other news items and give the number out for listeners to call in about. I spent probably 2 hours of the three-hour radio show yesterday talking about being down here on the Texas-Mexico border, where the people are now scared of the drug cartels. They're scared of the police. I've never seen such groveling. I was about 3 miles away from the Mexican border 2 days ago, out on a little charter boat I got for my family to go do some fishing. And I ended up just saying, give me a tour, you know, basically around Padre Island, South Padre Island. And every time they saw a Homeland Security boat, an ICE boat, a Coast Guard boat, I mean, there was literal stepping and fetching and groveling and bowing down and cutting engines when they even drove by at 300, 400 yards away. And I would say, I've never seen this before. I've been deep sea fishing and bay fishing all over Texas and other parts of the country. And they said, yeah, if you don't cut your engines when they come around anywhere, then they board you and get in your face now. And literally these men would just drive by in these black uniforms, just bugging their eyes out at, a little charter boat with two guys on it. I mean, it is letting you know you're a slave. Now, while all of this is going on, Mexico in 3 years has 40-plus thousand dead, 5,000 dead on this side, so 45,000. There have been gunfights, gun battles. Newspapers, TV stations have been threatened here in the Brownsville, McAllen, Kingsville, South Padre area. They admit they won't report on it now. And a lot of people, instead of getting angry at the Mexican cartels and mad at the Mexican government and its expansionist aims, which is really funny. You've got a collapsing failed state that for 40 years has taught in the schools that our own State Department has financed and the Ford Foundation as well. We've shown these on air, that the Southwest belongs to Mexico and that it's going to be a racial kingdom for Hispanics when Hispanics, whites, blacks are all completely integrating and getting along in business and general life and intermarrying. I mean, but it doesn't matter. You've got America that's been taught to be anti-national sovereignty, lowering our immune system to foreign powers, okay, and to cultural assimilation and domination. They're not assimilating into the republic or the free market or the Second Amendment culture. No, Mexico, and this is taught in public. This was taught at Anderson High School. I went to high school a couple years in Dallas, a couple in Austin. This was taught, and I'm going to get to the news here in a minute. This was taught here in Austin, Texas, 20 years ago when I was in high school. And it was taught by my white history teacher and by my white art teacher that America was bad, it belonged to Mexico, and that soon the Southwest would be Aslan. It's all Ford Foundation programming. And we were taken to UT, the art class, and taught all this stuff. And I stood up and said, I'm not putting up with this. You know, Mexico does all these horrible things to immigrants and, you know, and as a kleptocracy. I got up this morning and saw the monitor, the McAllen monitor, and it says Spanish class riles parents. And, of course, it was Glenn Beck that broke this. You're not going to see this broken in a local newspaper. And it goes on to say, Glenn Beck, the father, played the video. The school's defending it. We're going to get this up at InfoWars.com. TheMonitor.com has the video. And I'm going to get Kurt Nemo. But let's ask Kurt to post this right now. Spanish class riles parents. Then you read it. They are taught Mexican history in the Spanish class. They're taught America stole all the land. That's the real issue. It's Mexican government Ford Foundation. Why would the big elite banks private foundation want this? It's to break up America. You know, they're going to wreck Mexico with divide and conquer. They're going to wreck us with it as well. And it goes on to say that they give the Spanish national anthem and pledge allegiance to Mexico. But it goes further, ladies and gentlemen. This is taught everywhere. This is taught in Illinois. This is taught in New York. If your class is 20% Spanish speaking, it's taught. And I've seen a lot of Puerto Ricans and others that have shot video that are offended by it. They're like, number one, I'm from Brazil, or I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm not Mexican. But when you take a Spanish class now, you're taught. You are now a Mexican. This is Mexico. It's just it's because Mexico is one of the most nationalistic countries in the world, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing at the end of the day. America used to be like that. America is, you know, very macho, but so is Mexico. And now America's been taught. We've seen it all over the country where you can't wear an American flag on your old Navy shirt. Hispanic kids can't in San Francisco. They're kicked out. You've seen the American flags torn down at post offices and private businesses and Mexican flags run up and the American flags stomped on. because it's taught in the schools. We'll be right back with more of this report. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Is new news to new listeners, but not to our longtime faithful listeners that understand we know what we're talking about. I've written the articles. I have covered it. I've had the inside guest on. And Fox News today had Daryl Issa on, and the article is at Fox News. We're going to get it linked up at InfoWars.com, but I also want to get Watson to write a more detailed article pointing to our older articles that pointed all this out. That Bush was involved in Operation Gunrunner. It just was not called Fast and Furious, and Bush was not, the Bush administration was then not using it to go after the Second Amendment. They were just shipping guns. This is now confirmed. We're going to put it on screen for you if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is now confirmed, but we already knew it. Just like I already told you years ago that when I went to public school, and I've confirmed it across the country, they teach that the Southwest is Mexico and white people are evil. That's only done so the globalists can break up the United States and play Hispanics off against whites. They do not want us recognizing the real enemy, the globalists. I mean, it's very elementary. Just like the globalists are balkanizing Mexico by financing all the major cartels to kill each other. It's come out that the ATF has shipped guns to Sinaloa, Los Zetas, the cartel, as it's called, and other subgroups. They shipped them the guns directly. They only had a few gun-walking programs on video with their own agents as well to demonize the Second Amendment. That, as I said yesterday, is the raw meat to the lions, as a Colonel Schaefer would put it. Or I likened it yesterday on the nightly news that I did via Skype last night with Aaron Dykes to a mockingbird. If you don't live around the state bird of Texas, most states have mockingbirds. They'll build nests in low bushes or small trees. And if you get anywhere near it when you're mowing the yard or watering plants or fixing something, they'll flop around the ground and act like their wing is broken. They ought to win Academy Awards. And they don't want you getting near their babies that have hatched or near their eggs. And then they'll start dive bombing you as well. A lot of other bird species will do it. But that's all that it was coming out in federal court 6-7 months ago that the CIA was allowing with 8 other federal agencies, ATF, DEA, Border Patrol, Customs, ICE, Homeland Security over it. They were allowing drugs to be shipped in and they were shipping guns out. That's always been going on. This is just Iran-Contra. Again, Iran-Contra wasn't new. Fast and Furious isn't new. It's just a new name because Obama was going to also then try to blame it on the Second Amendment when it was a globalist destabilization program in Mexico. And so there's Daryl Issa on Fox News going Bush was involved. You notice I'm the only one that's been saying for months, Daryl Issa can't go after Obama. That's why he came out and said, look, Holder, Attorney General, I know you perjured yourself. Say it was a mistake or we're going to have to move to indict your butt. This is what you got to come in. You got to come in and say it was a mistake. People said, why is he giving him that out? Because it will bring down the entire system. Who do you think runs America? 6 megabanks that openly launder and run the drug money. They run the aircraft. They've been caught from pillar to post, from beginning to end. In the entire chain, in the entire control system, and we're trying to dig up the video. Rob saw it this morning and found the Fox News article, but we're trying to dig up the video on YouTube so we can have it tonight on the nightly news or maybe even on the show later today with this Fox News saying this goes back to Bush. And now you're going to see a lot of Republicans go, well, you can't blame Bush. Here's my guns. Just like they like Mitt Romney, who's for gun control, abortion, carbon taxes, supports John P. Holdren. Wrote the Obamacare health care. Republicans don't care about saving America. That is mainline country club Republicans. They care about feeling like they're part of the power structure while they get gang raped by the New World Order. They live in a delusional land like lobotomized monkeys. Same thing with Democrats. They don't care if Obama's torturing, launching wars, is a warlord attacking Africa, as we predicted 3 years ago in Obama deception, as long as they get to feel like they're winners and put his bumper sticker on. It's like a Cowboys fan. I was talking to a guy yesterday who's a big football fan. He was telling me all the famous football players he knows and how he's got all these signed helmets and how it's his whole life to him. And I couldn't even bring it to him saying, you're like a child, sir, who's been given all these fake wars and fake tribes to love. There's a reason you love it so much, because it's what you would have been as a man warring for liberty and freedom in the info war and physically if need be. As the founders said, even if you're aware of everything and fight for liberty, you probably can't keep it. But we're a nation of naive men and women. Now, I just distracted off myself into this whole Daryl Issa thing, because that's breaking, and there's just so much coming in, but we'll cover that more. But this, in fact, I'm going to talk about it more later. I'm going to talk about Fast and Furious at the bottom of the next hour. I want to get into this, the
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison,
and time keeps dragging on.
But that train.
Yeah, I'm down here on the Texas-Mexico border, just a stone's throw from the border. I can see Mexico out my window here, and I've been investigating the takeover of the United States by the drug cartels, backed by the CIA. They are now recruiting our school children, and then the rival drug dealers will be put in the private prisons. It is so diabolical. It's how the British took down China. The Chinese made drugs illegal, made opium illegal, and the British went in and in just a few generations were able to buy off all of the local constabulary, corrupt them, make giant profits because it was illegal. China, that didn't know thieves breaking into houses for goods, suddenly had the equivalent of thieves today breaking into your house for your computer, your stereo, your jewelry to buy the overpriced product. It is a tax. The entire drug war is a tax to the mega banks, to the globalists. It's their unofficial tax. Now they're moving on to carbon taxes for all human activity. They're moving on to VAT and sales taxes to pay off what we owe, as Herman Cain, Bill O'Reilly, and Glenn Beck and the rest of them say, when we don't even owe this money. And it's impossible to pay back the derivatives. But the public's going to find out. Now, here's some good news I want to get into after I get into the bad news. The New York Times cover today is actually honest and admits that Occupy Wall Street's extremely diverse. You've got George Soros and the Democrats speaking as if they lead it. But even the establishment New York Times, they just got a new editor there a month ago. Suddenly they're coming out saying it's a hoax, that Iran was behind this attack or this planned attack last week. And they've got an article here basically saying it's very diverse and across the board. And they've got in the Fed on the front and talking about the Federal Reserve and people being mad at it. They've got a Alex Jones listener wearing the Obama Joker shirt that we sold. And on the back of his guitar is a sign. He says, 911 was an inside job, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And then he's got another one of my stickers, Don't Tread on Me, Live Free or Die. I don't know if you can see this over the Skype with me here on the road, but there it is right there. You've got the In the Fed, and you've got a corporate welfare one here that says Reform Corporate Welfare. And says countless grievances, one thread, we're angry. And it says they're tired of the bailouts. They're tired of the banksters. Could it be the New York Times actually wants to survive? Could it be they actually want to tell a little bit of the truth? They got this new editor, and I'm telling you, it's like a ship turning away from an iceberg. I'm not saying the New York Times is great. I saw a lot of baloney in here this morning, but it's definitely a major turn. I wouldn't say a 180. Richard, what is it when you don't make a 180, but you make about a half turn?
About a 90-degree turn, yeah.
It's kind of a 90-degree turn that they've taken. So that's interesting right there. I said I'd get to it in a minute there. I just covered it there. Maybe I'll read some of that later. But when I get on the road, I tend to actually just buy newspapers because all day I'm reading Infowars.com. And we actually brought a printer, but my wife has expropriated it for the homeschool teaching. Richard, we need to buy a little printer. So, because it's impossible for me to surf over here. Just remind me next week, or this week we can have the crew buy it. Some little, you know, highly rated compact printer so I can just print all these articles. Because, you know, now I'm trying to find the whole ISSA headline where I'm paraphrasing, and I had it on screen earlier. It was, you know, ISSA acknowledges previous gun stings under Bush, similar to Fast and Furious. In fact, we could just have Jaron come on air. I don't even think we have our producers hooked up with their mics where they can go on air, even though I've requested that, and they can actually read you the headline. But point is, it's out there. We're getting it up on Infowars.com, and I told you this was going on under Bush. Why? Because Paul Watson in February, listeners, we read our email. It's you, the listeners, that are our intelligence network out there. It's hard to talk. I'm watching an incredible squall come in into South Padre, and it is just sea foam green with black waves where the clouds are. And I'm watching a big squall move, like a little tornado over the water. Wow. Man, I bet you're going to see a bunch of surfers show up, except it's a red tide with dead fish everywhere. You go outside, it smells like Armageddon, like death. There's just giant dead fish and millions of minnows everywhere and little fish everywhere. And the birds are falling dead. That's in the newspaper today. Disoriented birds falling from sky. It's like end of the world. Next door, there's this big skyscraper hotel to where I'm staying. And every time I go outside, about half the time I go outside, there are hawks spinning. And I looked it up. It's not their mating season. They're fighting over territory. And there's hawks clawing each other and falling hundreds of feet down and then disengaging before the ground. And, of course, the camera I brought was at In the Fed last Sunday and got rained on and is broken. I didn't know till we got here that it doesn't really work now. It keeps switching in and out of – I've tried to dry it out, so – before I go out of town next weekend, I'm going on a mission next weekend, and I need to tell the procurement arm of InfoWars to buy me one more of those little, a new little Sonys I love that shoot the high def that are small. I forget the name of them. We got to put this one in the shop, but these cameras are so good. We've got to have more of them. They're only like $700. and they've got the power of a $50,000 camera. It's just like those $3,000 Canon cameras people started using that we started using that shoot stuff that looks like 35 millimeter, you know, Hollywood quality. And now it's a $700 Sony does that. The problem is they warn you not to get sand or water in them. It's a direct sensor, just like the human eye. It doesn't go through a refracting mirror onto a sensor. It's got a huge sensor. You know, as big as the sensors in the Canon still cameras that shoot the best video. And now they're coming out with even more of these. It's just amazing. With one of these little cameras, with a microphone you can hook into it to get better sound, you can do what cost, listen to me carefully, about $100,000 just 5 years ago. $700. That is what is going to equalize the mainstream media with the alternative media. That's the level playing field. That's what's scaring the system so bad. But when you're in the pouring rain for 3 hours, umbrellas aren't going to save a camera. So I guess we need to have the procurement guys, to use a military term, get one of those and also try to get some little outfit for it, little weatherization package. I know we almost broke one of the big cannons out there in the rain. We had it in a winterized little thing. Okay, see, I am now absolutely digressing, because this is the kind of stuff I'd be doing during the breaks. If I was in the office, I'd be like, my camera's broken. Send it to the repair shop. If they can't fix it, get me another one. Here, let's do this. Oh, what's going on? All right. Order more Topo Chico for the refrigerator. Excellent. Yeah, you know, that's the type of stuff that would normally be going on. You know, I'm procrastinating getting to this next news item. I'm going to hit this news item. Then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls at the bottom of the next hour. And then I will summon my intellect, because it is feeble, and try to give you a full spectrum analysis of Fast and Furious, the literal black arrow that could shoot down the dragon smog, to use a Hobbit analogy. Black Arrow, you have never failed my family in five generations. Now, I send you forth on your final mission. I don't remember exactly what they say. The point is that this is the black arrow that can shoot right into the dragon's belly and take it down if we use it. But they're not going to want to use it, as I keep telling you, because Obama didn't do this. He added the cherry on top, the little goodie that I talked about a few weeks ago in that rant, the best bite, the sop in the gravy. When he used it against the Second Amendment and added another layer on it. And so insiders blew the whistle. That's what happened. And it got so prolific and so ridiculous when ATF was ordered to deliver the drugs to the drug cartels and 18-wheelers. And we're told, don't worry, we're going to have a cover story, that they had fist fights, it's now been reported, people turning over chairs. I mean, it's gotten so criminal inside the ATF that it's broken into the other compartmentalized area of the white hat guys, who are always the people, you know, in the lower room, the porch government agents, like the porch masons, who aren't in the inner party, kind of a Winston Smith and Orwellville, who's in the outer party. And then you've got the inner party that O'Brien's in. That's actually how mafia organizations set themselves up throughout history. So that's what's happening here. That's what's going on. And I'll be breaking that down at the bottom of the next hour and getting into the war news, the fellow deserved news, and more. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. On any of the issues I've covered in the last few days or any items or news issues you'd like to raise. Now, getting back to this little gem, this would never have been in the McAllen Monitor, because I've seen this myself literally hundreds of times, if talk radio hadn't covered it, libertarian constitutional radio, or at least something advertising itself as that. I can't tell you how many times you've seen it where we break national stories. Most of the time we don't even get credit. Fine, I don't care, as long as it gets out there. And in this case, this is going on in every school district in America. And it's not just Hispanics that think of themselves as Mexicans, not Americans, that are teaching it. It is gringos that are teaching it. It's Ford Foundation, fake liberal ideology by the biggest banks and corporations in this country, financing people at each other's throats. The last thing they want is Mexicans to take on part of the American culture. Can you imagine 1776 slapped on the back of the, you know, hardworking, tough, you know, male-driven hombre idea that is old classical Mexico? Got a lot of admirable things there. You think they want 1776 running through that blood? You think they want that idea? By the way, being down here, I've seen all the, they had a big Mexican bike rally down here along with a big general bike rally. And I noticed that the white guys from their bike rally, is that a bunch of, you know, rallies down here at the same time, were all wearing like Kiss shirts and heavy metal shirts, even the older men trying to act trendy. Most of the Mexicans were actually wearing red, white, and blue and American Eagles. And see, those are folks that understand that's a good thing compared to everything else that's out there. And that's a good culture to buy into. It's an idea of liberty and freedom. Now, the system doesn't want that. They don't want Hispanics buying into 1776. Like, I'll tell you how to end the corruption down in Mexico. If everybody was armed down there, they wouldn't have this culture of corruption grow up. And if everybody was armed down there, you wouldn't have cartels that come to the door of people and just randomly kill them because they're running their own business or because they won't be conscripts to work for the cartel. If every person in Mexico had a gun, which the general public doesn't, and used it, this would end overnight. That's why you've seen the classic mafia operating in places like Chicago, New York, Detroit, where there were generally new wave immigrant populations the last, you know, going back 100 years ago, who'd come from countries where they were controlled by local mafias. And so it was just business as usual. You did not have a lot of mafia-type good old boy stuff. You've seen a lot of famous Western movies where the bad sheriff takes over and the town folks overthrow him. Those are based on hundreds of real stories. They call them brush fire rebellions. And a lot of times establishment types, the railroad, others would come and kill somebody for their land. And people, you know, the general folks that had fought the British and come over here to get away from tyranny, they just started killing people. That's 1776. We're not bowing down. We're not licking your boots. The police, very polite. You know, everybody knew what this country was about. Not perfect, but compared to everybody else, the best. That is the last thing. They don't want Mexicans coming over here and becoming Americans. They don't want that. They don't want them adopting red, white, and blue, guns, freedom, private property, something that Hispanics of cultures I've seen out there absolutely gravitate towards and want. No, 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 no. They're not going to let that marriage made in heaven happen. They're not going to let that happen. So they cram and ram La Reconquista, Mecha, Raza junk. You don't ever hear them saying whites can have a college fund or something. Or no, no, no. It's only, quote, minorities to keep them in a group under the globalist control on their plantation. And the drug cartels are all about Mecha, La Raza, you know, the group, the race is what the Raza means, and radio stations called La Infosora, the invasion, La Reconquista, the reconquering. This is what's taught. This is what I was taught at Anderson High in two classes by white people. All Ford Foundation funded it, later came out. And that's why it's now in the McAllen Monitor. Never would have been there. Local news all knows about this. You can go to any Spanish class in this country that I've seen, and it's being taught because it's the curriculum. It's the curriculum by the big banks. This is what they want. They want us at each other's throats. I mean, endorsing what is known now as the, quote, Mexican culture, corruption, drugs, people groveling, destruction of freedom, humans used as slaves, forced off their land. This is what we're told. This is what's taught in schools. It says they and there's video of it. They give the Mexican anthem, national anthem. They pledge allegiance to Mexico. They're taught Mexican history. They're taught about the La Reconquista. And about the evil gringo. Now that's what's taught in America. And here it is in the newspaper now that it's a national story. It says here, it says now that because it's a national news story, it's being covered. Spanish classes riles parent. What about Spanish class is treason? It is. Coming in saying overthrow this government. mean, my wife lived in Spain for 6 years, but she speaks fluent Spanish and reads it on the little Mexican grocery stores, the bodegas. She'll be driving in the countryside. She's like, what is that? What is this? Sometimes we'll listen to the Mexican radio in Austin, and it's all these jokes because it's in another language. So people that speak English don't know this is going on. It's a perfect way to try to turn Hispanics into a giant Ku Klux Klan group against white people and divide the country, which is what the globalists want. Here it is. The school says there was nothing wrong with having students recite Mexican Pledge of Allegiance and Anthem. An assignment for a high school Spanish class that made students recite the Mexican Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem has upset a parent. I don't see a connection between all this Mexican history and the allegiance and the national anthem and learning Spanish, said William E. Brinson, said in an interview with conservative radio host Glenn Beck yesterday. I find it appalling, the indoctrination that is going on down here, to the 47-year-old truck driver who has instructed his 15-year-old daughter to take a video recording of the exercise at McAllen's early college high school. All right, I'll finish up with this when we get back. And, folks, this is what's being taught. This is what's being taught. And everybody's under fear of the drug gangs here. And the Mexican military operates here with impunity. This is globalism. This is the end of all sovereignty.
Your dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers. The Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The globalists are only a few thousand, so they will always play off different cultures and groups against each other. The globalists will always ally themselves with groups that are minorities, teach them a liberation theology of persecution. This has been taught for 50-plus years now in high schools and colleges in the U.S. And, I mean, I remember these stories for years. We need to get Watson, one of the Watsons, or Aaron, or somebody to do a report tonight on the nightly news. You can just pull it up. Children forced to give Mexican Pledge of Allegiance. Forced to recite anthem. I mean, that's been in the news for decades. This is a curricula, and it's only now in the Monitor newspaper in McAllen, Texas, because it was on the Glenn Beck show. You see, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to deal with it. You're not supposed to... You're not supposed to get into it. I got a bunch of other articles here that I want to be getting into that's coming up later in the broadcast. And as I said earlier, I'm going to get into Fast and Furious. Oh, it's now admitted. The head of the committee, Issa, the congressman, says it was going on during the Bush administration. Oh, you mean Iran-Contra was going on during Reagan? Oh, you mean guns were being shipped out of the country and heroin back in the 1950s? Out of Vietnam, that was called Indochina. The U.S. had ships that landed and aircraft that landed, and the French loaded it on. There were congressional hearings about that in the 70s. There were congressional hearings in the late 90s where the CIA inspector general admitted our government ships the majority of cocaine in and launders it in U.S. banks because Congress actually had a meeting about it. And now our troops go on national news, Geraldo, Fox, ABC, BBC, I played all the newscast here, and say, yes, we helped grow the opium, and then we helped ship it out of Afghanistan. And there's no discussion about, but then you put people in jail for using it? Humans are addicted, our addictive personalities, we have it chemically, the system knows, so they put out Oxycontin for people that are into legal drugs. And they put out methamphetamine for those that are illegal and cocaine and heroin. And they bring it in and they keep it illegal to keep the price high. And then they put you in their private prisons working for 25 cents an hour, displacing the workers. Everybody loves to complain about illegal aliens driving down wages and being on welfare. I'm here to complain about it. I don't like paying for it. I'm sick of it. Especially while I get a Mexican flag waved in my face all day. But I'm smart enough to understand the social engineering that did it, and I'm smart enough to know that it's the real thing taking our jobs is the 4 million people working for 25 cents an hour or less in all these private prison industries, which in every case are owned by big mega banks known to launder the drug money. I'm going to say it again. The drug dealers bring the drugs in. Their agents, the police, bring you to jail. Their agents, the judges, put you in jail. The goody-two-shoe juries go along with it, and you're put in a jail and in a prison run and profited by the drug dealers. I know I've talked about this for a long time, but it's now out. What I told you 6-8 months ago, Bush is involved, and it goes right back to Clinton. It goes right back. It never stopped. 1832, British monopoly, skull and bones, opium to this country. When the monopoly got broken in the 30s, they made it illegal in the U.S. Before, they could just control it out of India. The French started taking it out after that, out of Indochina, and so they had to make it illegal. They had to make it illegal so they can make more money when you run it in your veins. That's so important to them. Now we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and start taking your phone calls. Remember, this is listener-supported radio. Support our sponsors. Become PrisonPlanet.tv members. Check out the great books, videos, T-shirts, everything at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.